You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Thomas Dreher. He is in Munich at the moment. Thomas, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, too.
Thomas, let's talk about what you're working on now. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're involved in now and what you're working on?
I'm preparing a text on intermediate art in general, and I'm asking myself some questions concerning technical media and artistic genre as the principal guiding question how different media can be combined and how they were combined, especially in the 60s, for example, in America.
And so, Tom, can you give us some examples of that? Because that's fascinating. Examples of some of those questions and maybe what happened in America in the 70s that you're addressing?
Yes, for example, in the Nine Evenings, this was a performance series in 1966. Robert Rauschenberg and Robert Wittmann used for the first time closed circuit videos within the performances. And so you have performances as a new theater genre, as we can call it, or happenings, without speaking persons, without actors playing roles, and actions of different kinds combined together. And here we have for the first time included film presentations. And this included, and further inclusion was to include the camera into the stage. So the camera,
the camera is projecting, itself is being included. Yeah.
Yes, the camera itself is included on the stage, and it shows on some screenings, on some screens, what is happening at some different places. So this was a very big stage, this 16-inch armory, and so there were many places, and some places were in the dark, and only in the case of one part of Robert Rauschenberg's action, you could only see on a projection what really happened, or what really happened in present.
So tell me, keep going, because I want to talk about the kind of questions that is asking in your paper. So go on. That's true. That was never done before at that point.
Yes. So very often the cameras were described as TV cameras, television cameras, but in reality, in these times, they didn't use the term video closed circuit. So it remains very often unrecognized that this is a very early use of closed circuit. And so we have here another problem, the usual problem of intermediate art, as Dick Hitchens posed the problem in his article on intermediate art in 1965. So he wrote there, much of the best work being produced today seems to fall between media. And here he meant the artistic genre or art media, sculpture, painting, and for his times, for example, objects. So he included object art. And so we have now the inclusion of a completely new media, and that changes the discussion a little bit, because it becomes a problem. Can you say only intermedia in the old sense of media equals artistic genres, or do we have to say now these are technical media, or do we have to relate to intermedia in the sense of technical media like photograph? Like photographs and films. And the relation in technical media between observation and the media becomes another one, because in artistic genres you always think the artistic skills and the convention of genres together and how these genres can be observed. But in the case of technical media, you have a new relation, as for example Marshall McLuhan tried to discuss it. You can take, for example, technical media as processes for humans to observe the world in another kind. And these processes change are able to change the ways how we observe the world. So, and here the artistic skills don't become the first problem of discussion for art, because art now relates to technical media that were invented with very different reasons and were not developed to make art or artistic genres. And here, one of the big counter discussions against intermedia art in, was brought up by Clement Greenberg in 1981, because he said intermedia art includes time-based media, and time-based media are not relevant media for visual art. And so he excluded, after Michael Fried's well-known article, Art and Objecthood Again, time-based media, and negated the possibility to make good art with intermedia.
But of course, everything has changed since then. We know that has continued, and the definition is now quite different than it was then.
Yes, it is. Another difference made Rosalind Krauss with her term discussion of a post-media condition, and her discussion took up. A dichotomy between an apparatus theory of narrative films, of movies, and visual experimental films like visual music, as if they were a succession of modernism. But if they were a succession of modernism, they were not in the sense of Clement Greenberg or Michael Fried, because they were time-based. And I think this dichotomy makes today in relation to digital media makes no sense, because you can work in quite similar ways to produce narrative genres or abstract genres, visuals, for example, abstract visuals or animations telling a story.
That's true, and that makes sense. That is almost a bias towards that kind of work, because you're right. I mean, I agree with you that obviously fits in traditionally in terms of what it can be. It's not so separate. Is that some of the questions you're asking right now? I mean, that seems to be a conclusion or how you're perceiving it. But is that the question you're asking in this current writing?
Yes. It has something to do with that you have to divide today, as in for example, in the discussion, empiricist discussions of the 18th century, between the kind several modalities. If we want to have some media for listening, for hearing, for visual perception, or for tactile experiences. And Clement Greenberg most often refers to the empiricism and sensualism of the 18th century. And in these discussions, you can acknowledge the modalities to experience the world with different senses, as you have as you experience different worlds, different, let's say, different sense worlds. And these different experiences can be combined afterwards by abstractions and by the combination. Simply, if you have as a blind man tactical experience of a sphere or of a cube, and then after operation of your eyes, you get the capability to see for the first time, and then you see for the first time the same cube and sphere. And from John Locke onwards, to Diderot, to Herder, the question came up, is this formerly blind man able to recognize the sphere and the cube, which he knows only from his tactile experiences? He won't be able, was the answer. At first hand, he has to make experience again with the visual experiences, because the visual experiences are organized simultaneously. So you see at once what is at depth and what is nearly before you. And then you can coordinate your tactile and visual experiences with each other. And in the kind of Johann Gotthilf Herder, this led to the conclusion that for sculpture, the tactile experiences are relevant, and for painting, the visual experiences. And Clement Grieberg, in his article called Laocoon, where he takes up Lessing's discussion on Laocoon, asks that visual media have to ask that the relevant media for visual experiences is a flat plane. So he tries to reduce media to our human sensual capabilities, and in this case only to the visual capabilities. But Herder just made a division between different artistic genre or different media, which we would call different art media for the tactile and the visual senses. Grieberg doesn't make this differentiation. He says he tries to discuss sculptures, and in all his discussions, he says an advancedness or instantaneousness is relevant for the experience of sculptures. So he tries to include experience of sculpture in time when you are walking around it. Meanwhile, Rosalind Krauss, in her passages in modern sculpture, starts her discussion on the first side with Lessing and with an inclusion of the experience, the time-based experience of sculpture. So from here we have a discussion relating media and our perception of the senses that for me points again to the media theory of Marshall McLuhan, because here again we have a relation between our capabilities to perceive the world and media. So here are some confusions. And I think the confusions lead to the discussion, the actual discussion of post-media, so-called post-media art, or so-called condition of art in a condition of post-media.
Which is where we are now. We're in a post-media, and so you know your writing and your theories are you know often relating to and talking about, you know, some of the great thinkers, critics, philosophers, as you've just been mentioning, like McLuhan and Grieberg and others. Is there also a dialogue that's happening with current critics that are also discussing the same issues that you are and referencing some of the same?
That's a good question. One of the often discussed media, newer media theories is Niklas Luhmann's new relation between media and form. So as if they were two contextures, a wider contextures of a medium and a narrow contexture, which he calls form, how this medium is used, for example, in genres. So you have a wider contexture. In our discussions, this can be used to the technical possibilities that you have, and a narrower and a form which you can relate to, for example, photographic or filmic genres, which has their conventions. With these conventions, they are recognizable for the public as, for example, a film, a humorous film, or a political film with political content, or a cabaret film, etc. With this media genre relation, you can change the discussion of intermedia art, how these different media came together. And 1 year before Clement Greenberg's intermedia, Abraham Mohl discussed in his text on intermedia art the media in relation, the relation between visual and audio media in intermedia art is a separating of visual and audio in a way as movies usually don't do it. So this is differentiate intermedia from a coordination, either pre-given coordination as it is given when you hold a camera if you record something with a camera in the world, and or if you relate it in a way as it was done in the so-called Gesamtkunstwerk, total work of art, that you want by Richard Wagner, that you want to get a new work of art combining in an organic, seemingly organic way, action and audio experiences together. Visual and audio experiences for the recipient together, that it becomes a unity, and this unity stands for a program as the all too human, as Wagner tried to follow it. And here within Wagner, Kittler tried to include a discussion of media again in relation to the old music handcraft, because Wagner often thematizes within his dramas breathing and singing, as if here comes the media as a pure media in a technical sense, or in a sense of a process, in this kind of human process, within a handcraft dominated form.
Oh, that's fascinating. That was how you're saying how Hitler perceived that through Wagner's works.
Yes, and before Wagner, in Romanticism, you have an effort to unify the arts under the guidance of music. So in Lessing differentiated between painting and sculpture, and the main subject, how they were able to imitate or to narrate. In this case, the story of Laocoon. And Romanticism placed an abstract principle above it all and gave up the principle to separate the media, or the, or the genres from each other. And Wagner realized it in his own way with his leitmotifs, the recurring musical sequences, recurring at specific parts of the action. And this combination of media or to a total work of art was criticized then in the 20s, by, for example, by Bertolt Brecht. And with theater experiments from Erwin Piscator, for example, came up a kind of multimedia stages for film projections and some other new experience experiences came up. And here we have very often to ask if we have here not a kind of model of passage from a total work of art to intermedia art. If you relate Erwin Piscator's experiences, stage experiences with band conveyors and projectors with the plans for a new theater by Walter Gropius made for Erwin Piscator, then we have different models how you can relate observers and actors in different ways and with different medias with each other. So here you have a precursor of the Nine Evenings.
That's very interesting. It's really interesting talking to you, Thomas. In conclusion, I wish we had more time, but can you tell me about a book? Is there a book that you're reading now that you want to share with us? It doesn't have to be directly related, but I imagine it would be.
Yes. Rosalind Krauss' Passages in Modern Sculptures, is in Modern Sculpture, for example. It's a highly relevant book for the discussion of the media experiences in the 60s and early 70s.
Thomas, I want to thank you so much and also tell the listeners that there's links to many of your writings in this interview. But I want to thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, too.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.